my attention now to an event that's going on this evening at Western University. Now, they have a research on migration, or excuse me, they have a Journeys of Migration event every year. This is, I think, the seventh time they've done it. But this year, I was particularly interested because the title event is Did It Happen Here? Canadian Attitudes Toward Immigration and Cultural Diversity in the Age of Trump and Brexit. So we've seen elections that have gone against diversity and against the idea of welcoming refugees or immigrants or whatever it happens to be in other Western countries. Where's Canada at on this? I think it's an interesting conversation. And to talk about that with us this morning, Dr. Victoria Esses joins us online from Western University. Thank you so much, Dr. Esses, for doing the program with us. We appreciate the time.
Good morning.
What are the attitudes? I know this is the question you're going to be exploring tonight, but did it happen here? What have we seen so far? What sort of indicators are there as to whether or not it could or could not have happened in this country, this shift, quite frankly, against cultural diversity and immigration?
So I don't want to give too much away about the event this afternoon.
Fair enough.
But I can say that, you know, we know that attitudes in Canada are relatively favorable relative to other countries. On the other hand, we're not immune to influences from other countries. We watch the American media. We see what's happening in other countries. And so the question one of the questions we'll be addressing this afternoon is whether Canada is susceptible to these populist anti-immigrant, anti-cultural diversity views.
The fact that the People's Party was roundly and specifically defeated across this country, does that change the conversation at all for you? Is that a relevant portion of this?
Of course, that is a relevant portion, and it is the case that they were defeated. However, some people did support them, and I think that's an interesting part of the conversation, that although attitudes are relatively favorable, there are some Canadians who are opposed to immigration, opposed to cultural diversity. And what we seem to be finding these days is that there's more of a polarization among people in Canada based on political affiliations.
Why is there more of a polarization? Is social media the reason for that? Like, is that part of this as well?
I would say social media is probably part of it. I think some of these attitudes become hidden over time when it isn't popular. And I would say that some of the media coming from other countries suggests that maybe the norms could change. And I don't think we're completely immune to those effects.
And I don't think we're immune to it either. And I think that there's this attitude in Canada of, oh, yeah, we're this great country where everyone's welcome all the time and no one says anything bad about anyone else. We're not like the States. But I don't think that attitude, while we may not be in the same situation as our friends in the United States, but the attitude that, well, this could never happen here because Canada is a great and tolerant place, I think that ignores reality a little bit.
I agree with that. I mean, we will see whether Canada falls prey to these negative attitudes in the future. And I think it's an extremely important topic to discuss because the future of our country and Canadians depends on favorable attitudes toward immigration and cultural diversity.
So immigration and cultural diversity was more of a conversation the 2015 campaign, I found, than the 2019 federal campaign. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. It wasn't a huge issue discussed at this federal election. The question is whether it still influenced people's voting behavior and whether it will influence them in the future.
Yeah, I'm curious about whether it's going to influence them in the future. So who's going to be at this event this afternoon into this evening that's going to be discussing this?
So our keynote presentation is by Michael Adams, who's president of the Environics Institute. Michael is very well known. He started the Environics Group of Research and Communications Consulting Companies. He's the author of 7 books, and he is a regular contributor of published commentary on Canadian values and social trends. We also have, following his presentation, a spoken word poetry performance by a local artist, Fazia Agbonhin, who is an award-winning writer and performer. And Fazia is an 18-year-old Nigerian-Canadian slam poet and author whose poetry often focuses on diversity, racism, and other topics.
Very interesting. And this is the seventh time that you've done this over there. So how has the conversation shifted or been different over the years as we talk about journeys of migration here?
So Journeys of Migration is in its seventh year, and over the years we've often highlighted the experiences of immigrants, also of refugees who come to our community, and we've tried to showcase some of the positive contributions of immigrants to the community. I think we've been very successful in that regard. This year we thought it was really important to look a little bit differently and focus on Canadian attitudes toward immigration and diversity. So we're turning it a little bit and looking at how is the receiving community responding to immigrants and refugees coming into our country.
And I feel as though it's a good thing to examine because... I know it's not fair, but it often, and we talked about it, and I know that I keep bringing that back, this conversation, but we talked about it so much with the Don Cherry thing this week that so often, hey, there are people here that came from another country and they're making things worse or they're not up to whatever impossible standard we've set for these folks. That becomes part of the Canadian discourse so often. So examining this on a regular basis, I think, is a good thing.
I agree with that. I mean, the fact that Don Cherry's rant was televised on national television is quite divisive. And it could be seen as supporting prejudicial attitudes, a very famous figure expressing negative attitudes. It doesn't look good on us, and I worry that people pick up that attitude and that people who support Don Cherry will then go ahead and take on his attitudes as well.
Yeah, and I think that that's... That's not what we want. We want a situation where people can come to this country and look, people, they just want to come in the vast majority of cases, live their lives and be part of this Canadian culture and raise their families or whatever it happens to be. They don't want to hurt anyone, but there's still this attitude of fear that surrounds it.
Of course. And, you know, Don Cherry talked about, you know, you're taking from us, you love our milk and honey, but you're not willing to buy a poppy. And that's that thinking that you're taking more than you're willing to give, which is not accurate. There's no evidence to support that. In fact, the evidence suggests that immigrants contribute.
Yeah, every time you look at it, it's, hey, you know, the immigration takes this much out of the Canadian economy, puts this much in, and we're as far as like a dollar and GDP perspective, we're coming out ahead just about every time someone takes an honest look at that. So
that's correct.
Yeah. So it's a good conversation to have, especially this week, because immigration has been front and center. I kept saying the Don Cherry situation is not about poppies. It was not about free speech. It's about what sort of attitudes are we expressing about immigrants on national television. So it's a good conversation to have this week, I'm sure, at Western. The timing worked out. Not that you wanted the Don Cherry rant, obviously, but the timing worked out from that perspective.
For sure. The timing worked out. This was planned months ago, but it's coincidental that this happened at this time.
So if someone wants to go tonight and be part of this, what can they do?
Okay, so the event is today at 4 p.m. at Western University. It's in the University Community Center, room 290, which is the McKellar Room. People know it as the movie theater on campus. Attendance is free, but we're asking people to please try and register. And registration is at the website journeysofmigration.eventbrite.ca. If people show up and they haven't registered because they weren't able to, we will definitely try to accommodate them as well.
Perfect. Dr. Estes, thank you so much for the conversation, and thank you so much for all this here on the program today. And hope all goes very well for you coming up at the event later today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Dr. Bye now. That's Dr. Victoria Estes here on the Craig Needle Show. She's the director of the Western Center for Research on Migration and Ethnic Relations. And there are her thoughts on the situation. And obviously, I just thought it was a good time to highlight an event like that, just based on all the conversations we had about immigration in the last little while here on the Craig Needle Show.